USA News. I'm Tim Berg. At least 90 people were killed in the Maui wildfire, the deadliest wildfire in over a century. Speaking about the disaster late Saturday, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell says she examined the disaster scene up close and met with residents who lost everything.
What I always find, even during these incredibly tragic times, is this resilience of a community to come together and support each other, and that's what I saw.
This as Democratic Governor from Hawaii, Josh Green, is still calling the disaster site dangerous.
We have to go with caution. There are heavy metals there. There are toxic states where the houses have come down and the businesses have come down. The recommendations are to avoid those structures because they could still fall on people. And we've lost too much life already.
The 2024 presidential hopefuls are spending some time in Iowa at the Iowa State Fair, and Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is sounding like a hopeful presidential candidate.
Well, look, I mean, I'm a blue-collar kid. I came from working minimum wage jobs. I volunteered to serve this country in Iraq. I've been a governor who's been able to have massive success both politically and policy, and I think I'm the most likely to beat Biden.
DeSantis is trailing far behind former President Trump in recent polling. Four people are dead and one person is missing after a house apparently exploded outside the Pittsburgh suburb of Blum on Saturday. The fire that followed destroyed two other homes. One person is hospitalized in critical condition while two others were treated and released. 18 fire departments responded to the disaster and the cause is under investigation. Week one of the NFL preseason wraps up today with three games. This is USA News.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. That's 800-215-2418.
Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube has filed articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden over claims of high crimes and misdemeanors. Fellow Florida Republican Congressman Corey Mills shares his reaction on Fox News.
So I think that it helps to get transparency. And again, the American people want three things when it comes to elected officials. And that's transparency, accountability, and accessibility. And these are all the things that they should have when you have representation in D.C.
New York City is currently considering whether to use an old military base in Staten Island, Fort Wadsworth, to house illegal border crossers. New York City Republican Congressman Joe Borelli reacts to the news and discusses other places that New Yorkers have had illegal border crossers.
It is an active military base, at least in part on the weekends. The rest of this facility is a national park. And I think we are finally reaching the breaking points because not only are we giving up our parks, we're giving up our soccer fields, we're giving up our school gyms, we're giving up our senior centers, all for migrants.
The Dallas Mavericks and San Antonio Spurs headlined the NBA Hall of Fame induction ceremony Saturday night. The class of 2023 honored last night in Springfield, Massachusetts, included Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, five-time NBA champion Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon. I'm Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this